Hey everyone, I'm Stan, alcoholic. Thanks, Rich, for your talk. Remember breaking up with a girl, going to Circuit Pas with you, working out at the gym, like at the hotel to get buff for the pool festivities. I don't know what you were going through, but I saw another side of Rich. I think at one point you got angry at something that your girl did, and we had a moment, and still friends, so it's really good to see you. And she's sober, and I'm sober, so that's also a big plus, you know, because I don't even know why I'm still sober. I've done probably every wrong thing you can think of in sobriety, and for whatever reason, I think just by sheer ego, it's like the last thing that I got, you know, is I haven't drank yet. But last year was pretty rough, probably the roughest year I ever had in my sobriety because of my ego, and I don't want to drink. Blowing my head off actually sounded like a really good idea. And I remember calling a lot of people during this time, and, you know, some of the few people that picked up, this guy picked up the phone. You know, and thank God he's just stuck around. He's always stuck out to me, and he's just always been there, and I've watched him constantly just pick up new guys and be involved in AA, you know, and his comic relief is just, I mean, it's bar none. Like, this guy can get sober. I felt like anybody could get sober. You know, so thanks, Blue, for asking me to celebrate. I really, like, this is kind of like a moment, and I told myself I'm not going to cry. So without further ado, I give you Jim, George Jim.